coming up on episode number 1457. I can't believe it's taken me nearly 1,500 episodes to do a true Styx cover story, but here it is, and we'll talk about in the show a little bit later why I believe there hasn't been a Styx cover story until now. All of this is in honor of Tommy Shaw's birthday. He just turned 70, so this is the Tommy Shaw and Styx cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, September 14th, 2023. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville Today. The music of Styx, actually more the music of Tommy Shaw, who was not one of the original members of Styx, came in a little bit later. But once he was brought in, he added a new sort of rock edge to the group. Dennis DeYoung was the other vocalist, and he had already been with the group, co-founded the group, and the two really butted heads on the direction of the group. Tommy Shaw wanted to take things more into a rock direction. Dennis DeYoung wanted to have it more be pop, a lot of ballads. So songs like Lady and Babe and stuff like that were more Dennis DeYoung songs. But then you've got stuff like Renegade and Blue Collar Man that had that harder edge to them. Those were Tommy Shaw collections or Tommy Shaw contributions. And it was that butting heads that kind of split up the group for a little while and really caused some strife among the other band members. Even fighting over which songs the label would release as singles, because they didn't want to get labeled as a ballad band. Most of the band, aside from Dennis DeYoung, wanted to follow Tommy Shaw's direction in having a more rock sound to their band, so that did cause Dennis DeYoung to kind of go solo for a little while. We won't be playing any of those covers. This is a Tommy Shaw and Styx cover story, but we will talk about some of the songs that I have covers of that Tommy Shaw hated. Probably isn't one of them. This, at least none of the notes I could find said that this is one of them. However, this is one of the biggest songs that the band released, at least a cover of one of the biggest songs that the band released. This one's covered by actress and singer Olivia Holt. She played Dagger in the TV show Cloak and Dagger, and as part of that show and part of the soundtrack, they included this cover that she performed of Come Sail Away. Here is Olivia Holt.
My memory, some happy, some it happily forever. So the story goes, but somehow we missed out on that pot of gold. But we'll try best that we can to get. Yeah.
In 2003, Tommy Shaw got together with Jack Blades from Night Ranger, forming a group called Shaw Blades, released an album called Influence, which was all covers and was all really, really good. Covered that Buffalo Springfield, almost said Buffalo Springsteen, Buffalo Springfield. Doing it again makes it even better. Buffalo Springfield song, For What It's Worth. Really, really good stuff. You're actually going to hear a lot of them on this show. Before that, you did hear Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto. That one performed by a Japanese band called Polysix. P-O-L-Y-S-I-C-S. Appropriately enough, a Japanese band covering Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto seems right. They did that on an EP called Low Bits, which also had a great cover of My Way on there as well, popularized by Frank Sinatra. Sweet Emotion, the Aerosmith song covered by Tommy Shaw with Jack Blades again. Not part of the Shaw Blades thing. This actually came out a little bit more recently on an album called Rock of Ages, 2009. And then Olivia Holt started us off with a cover of Come Sail Away, that one from the Cloak and Dagger soundtrack from 2018. That Doma Arigato, Mr. Roboto, that whole, oh my gosh, what was that called? What was the name of that album? Jeez, wasn't Grand Illusion, wasn't Pieces of Eight. It was, this is going to kill me that I didn't remember it. Kilroy Was Here. There we go. That was a really frustrating boiling point for Tommy Shaw with Dennis DeYoung. Dennis DeYoung kind of regained or tried to take back control of the band and release this Kilroy Was Here album with Domo Arigato on there. And Tommy just got more and more frustrated with this direction that that Dennis was taking the band in, with this elaborate stage production, less rock and roll and more theatrics, including a 16-minute movie shown at the beginning of the concert, as well as dialogue performed by the band. So them doing live dialogue like they're performing a play. Yeah, if that's not the direction for your rock band, that would be tremendously frustrating. Let's get to another cover. This one just by Tommy Shaw, his contribution to a Pink Floyd cover album, a track by track cover of The Wall, released in 2005, called Back Against the Wall. Here's his cover of Don't Leave Me Now.
Thank you. to survive. I'm just a poor soul in the unemployment line. My God, I'm hardly alive. My mother and father, my wife and my friends, I see them laugh in my face. But I've got the power, I've got the will. I'm not a tyranny case. I'll take those long nights, impossible lies, keeping my eye on the keyhole. If it takes all that, just what I am, I've gotta be a new dollar man.
Jig is on, the news is out, they finally found it. The renegade sitting on his bar stool, talking like a damn fool. Got the 12 o'clock news blues, and I've given up hope on the afternoon soaps and a bottle of cold brew. Is it any wonder I'm not crazy? Is it any wonder I'm sane at all? Well, I'm so tired of losing, I got nothing to do and all day to do it. I go out cruising, but I've no place to go and all night to get there. Is it any wonder I'm not a criminal? Is it any wonder I'm not in jail? Got too much time on my hands. Too much time on my hands,
and it's taken away.
Got too much time on my hands,
too much time on my hands.
I'm a jet fuel genius, I can solve the world's problems without even trying. I got dozens of friends and the fun never ends. That is as long as I'm buying. Is it any wonder I'm not the president? Is it any wonder I'm not employed? Too much time on my hands,
it's taking away.
Got too much time on my hands. Too much time on my hands.
Too much time on my hands.
Dag Jolin with a cover of Too Much Time on My Hands really turns that song on its ear. I love the acoustic guitar, but also the fact that they change that Dag changes the melody so much in that song to where it almost sounds like a new thing, like a new little bluesy barn burner. I totally dig that. That is basically the title track of a Styx tribute called Too Much Time on Our Hands. A bunch of different artists doing covers of Styx songs. Really, really like that one. That album came out in 2007. Before that, you heard Tommy Shaw himself covering Styx from an album called Sing for the Day, a live album that he did with doesn't say which orchestra, but an orchestra, cover of Renegade that he did for that one, came out in 2018. And Alex Mitchell, before that, lead singer for a metal band called Circus of Power, with a cover of Blue Collar Man. He has to drop down an octave because, man, you know, both Tommy Shaw and Dennis DeYoung could hit those high notes. Alex Mitchell maybe can't so much. But that is the thing. I said I was going to talk about this, about how so few bands cover, or not how how few bands cover Styx, but how the covers of Styx songs, in most cases, sound a lot like the originals. That Blue Collar Man is a good example of it. Aside from Alex dropping the vocals down an octave, Styx is one of those bands that that bands who do covers either don't want to touch or keep close to the originals, because it's in many cases such a well-written song that it's hard to take it out of its element. Alex Mitchell with a cover of Blue Collar Man, and then Tommy Shaw himself with that contribution to the track-by-track cover of The Wall called Back Against the Wall from 2005, a cover of Don't Leave Me Now. And I also played that one because last week was Roger Waters' 80th birthday, and so I wanted to make sure I give a little bit of recognition and honor to Roger Waters. Might still be a Roger Waters cover story coming up here, or we might wait until the next milestone album anniversary or David Gilmour's birthday or something to do another Pink Floyd cover story. I've done so many over the years. I think I've done at least 7 or 8 when you count things like The Wall and Dark Side of the Moon anniversaries, as well as the birthdays of those two major frontmen, Roger Waters and David Gilmour. Speaking of covers, how about one more to begin our last set of music here, from a tribute called Butchering the Beatles, a headbanging tribute to the music of the Beatles from 2006. Here's Tommy Shaw and Day Tripper.
Taking easy way out. river. I need to go down, need to come down. Take me back to my boat on the river, and I won't cry out anymore. Time stands still as I gaze in her water. She eases me down, touching me gently with the waters that flow past my boat on the river, so I don't cry out anymore. Oh, the river is wide, the river, it touches my life like the waves on the sand. All roads lead to a tranquility base, where the frown on my face disappears. Take me down to my boat on the river, and I won't cry out anymore. Touches my life like the waves on the sand, and all roads lead to tranquility base, where the frown on my face disappears. Take me down to my boat on the river. I need to go down. Won't you let me go down? Take me back to my boat on the river, and I won't cry out anymore. And I won't cry out anymore. And I won't cry out anymore.
A gypsy of a strange and distant time, traveling in a panic, all direction blind, aching for the warmth of a burning sun, freezing in the emptiness of where he'd come from.
Oh, 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 oh.
Left without a hope of coming home. Shadow of a million years, darkness is the only sound to reach his ears, frightening him with the visions of eternity, screaming for a future that can never be.
Oh, 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 oh.
Left without a hope of coming home. Traveling in a panic, all direction blind, aching for the warmth of a burning sun, freezing in the emptiness of where he'd come from.
Oh, 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 oh.
Left without a hope of coming home.
We'll be right back. so blind. We sailed on together, we drifted apart.
Hopefully you asked that very special someone across the dance floor to dance during that one. That was Tommy Shaw at a cover of Open Arms, that one from a collection called Video Killed the Radio Star, 80s artists covering, 80s artists covering 80s hits. So not ones that they were part of, obviously. Tommy Shaw joined by Slash there for a Moody Blues cover, covered in classic rock. That was Gypsy. From a 2009 collection. Fiddler's Green from their Devil's Dozen album from 2016, covering Styx's Boat on the River. And Tommy Shaw began that last set of music with Day Tripper, that one from the head-bashing tribute to the Beatles called Butchering the Beatles from 2006. And that is going to bring us to the end of yet another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed today's episode as much as I enjoyed bringing it to you. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of Guess the Connection. No Coverville next week. I'm on vacation, but we will be back the week after that with a new episode of Coverville. There will be a Guess the Connection this week and next week, so you've got two chances to win. Actually, three, really, if you count the 29th, still left in September. Lots of Fridays in September, turns out, so lots of chances to win on Guess the Connection. Be here tomorrow, and you can win something. Who knows? Who knows what it'll be? Until then, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Make sure to follow me on all the socials, X, Threads, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. I'm at Coverville, and support the show by going to patreon.com/Coverville, where you get so much good stuff for your money, including extra episodes right there on the feed. All this at patreon.com/Coverville.